Blog Talk Radio. Good morning and God bless. Whew, it's Friday and we made it through. Thank God, thank God, thank God. I am Evangelist Faye. Today is June the 26th. It is 7:13 in the morning, my time, East Coast. And we made it through the week. Amen, amen. I'm going to do a brief thing. Heavenly Father, as we gather in the Word for encouragement, I pray that all things are in its proper place and in its proper setting. I pray for these things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen and amen. The devil is a liar. Get away from my door. Amen. The topic is don't walk with Satan. Amen. You can't walk with Jesus if you're holding hands with Satan. Satan is a liar. He would trick you into believing him. We got to be on guard at all times. Many times wonder how people I've known over the years have fallen from God's grace, fallen away from God, how they can turn away and turn their back on them at all. It's beyond me, because God is an all-loving God. And I want to remind you that Satan seeks to devour you. But remember that Jesus came to seek and save that which is lost in Colossians 2:16. As you have therefore received Christ, even Jesus the Lord, so walk, regulate your lives, and conduct yourselves in union with and conformity to him. We are to build our life with the Lord upon the very same terms that we began that life, not the life that we left behind. We are to build on the truth, praying in the Spirit, building ourselves up on our most holy faith. Satan is a liar. He will trick you into believing him. We got to be on guard at all times. Many times I wonder how people I have known over the years fallen from the grace of God and how they can turn their backs on him. You need to know of the word and the relationships that you bonded with God. It can happen so easily. None of us are exempt from them. Look at your neighbors and say, it could happen to you. Remember the little song you may have learned in some Sunday school or vacation Bible? Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. For the Father up above is looking down in love. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. Be careful what you see. The second glance is what would tie your hands and bind you. The king of darkness pulled the strings. Genesis 19:26. Amen. So we don't want to fall prey as our predecessors is to take hands and walk with Satan. You do not want to do that. You begin to straddle the fence or keep jumping from one side to the other over and over, and then you become complacent and numb to it. We form habits out of our sin and think it is okay, or become immune to the conviction of our sin. Then our senses begin to dull. Our focus and vision gets fuzzy. And the devil works to keep us laid back and comfortable. So we will not hear still small voice telling us, hey, wait a minute. That is not good for you. Or wait, stop. That goes against God's word. You know the scripture, remember. Then our thoughts begin to evade us. Choices are then made. The distance from your thoughts and feelings to your hands and action is not as far as you might think. We can step over into the enemy's trap. Blink and you will miss it. And you will ask, how did I get here? How did this happen? I did not even see this coming. Now what? A price will be paid for those actions and reactions to those thoughts and choices. In Romans 6:23, for the wages which sin pays is death, but the bountiful free gift of God is eternal life through in union with Jesus Christ our Lord. Sin will take you further than you want to go, keep you longer than you want to stay, and cost you more than you want to pay. Amen. 1 Corinthians 6:20. You are bought with the price, purchased with the precious, and paid for, made his own. So then honor God and bring glory to him in your body. Jesus paid that price for us on the cross. So remember that. 1 Corinthians 7:23, you are bought with the price, and then do not yield yourselves up to become slaves to man, but consider yourself slaves to Christ. People never crumble in one day. It is a slow fade. You may be asking now, or may have been there before, where you ask, how did I slide so far back to the end of my rope again? Or how did that person I was raised back up in me again? Or how did I forget my past sins so much that I repeated it and did not even see it happening until it was too late for me to not commit that sin? This is the enemy's tool to slowly lead you off God's course. God has a plan for you, and God will protect you. So do not take up holding hands with Satan. Be far from that. Take your hand and hold it tight to God's everlasting love. Like I said, you can't be on that side of the road and then be on God's road. It's all of nothing for God. Amen. Hey, I'm Evangelist Faye, and that's my word of encouragement today. Do not embed in your mind of holding hands with Satan. Satan is a liar. But hold hands with the ever-loving God of God. Enjoy your weekend. Have a blessed and family time. We love you. I love you guys. Those that are listening, continue to listen. Hey, I'm just here to give you encouragement. God is love, and he will always be love, because Satan is a liar. Amen. Amen. Until Monday, I'll see you again. Bye-bye.